The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I welcome you. My telephone number, 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. I found this article very interesting. This is from the Jerusalem Post. It's not an American publication. This is from the Jerusalem Post, a well-respected news source in Israel. Here is the headline. Preaching about Jesus is who we are. We're Christians, says God TV. Now, those of you who follow Israeli news very, very closely know that the God TV in Israel is under attack by some in the Israeli government because, and you may or may not know this, proselytizing technically is illegal in Israel, particularly towards children. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East with a duly elected government and so forth. But it is also a religious state. The whole government thing in Israel is very complicated, very convoluted, and I'm not sure that I understand it totally. The majority of the people who live in Israel are not religious. They are Jews by nationality. They are not Jews by religion. It is also true that probably the majority of those in the government in Israel are secular. They are Jews by nationality, by heritage, but not religious. They are not religious Jews. With that in mind, however, the religious Jews in the government have a huge, disproportionate amount of power and influence in the government. I think most Americans, just, you know, average Joe on the street American, would think that the overwhelming majority of Jews are Jewish in their religious beliefs. That's not true. And again, the government is primarily secular. It is Jewish by heritage, not Jewish by religion. And because of that, the very Orthodox Jews in the government do not want the people of Israel to convert to Christianity. They're very proud of their Jewish heritage, and they do not want a large number of people, residents in Israel, converting to Christianity. Now, they're very, very thankful for the support of Christians. Without Christian tourism in Israel, the economy would go bust in a very short time. Now, they have many other things in the economy, but tourism by Christians is a huge part of their economy. So they're walking this delicate line between understanding we can't tick off the Christians in America because we need them for tourism. But again, the Orthodox Jews say, as long as you don't try to tell us about Jesus, come to Israel. Now, this seems a little hypocritical, I understand. But the attitude among many is, come and see where Jesus lived and learn about Jesus. just don't tell any of our people about Jesus. So the proselytization laws are not enforced very often, except when it comes to children. But anyway, that's kind of the backdrop for this controversy. So there is a move among some in the government to not grant God TV another broadcast license in the country. God TV is based in Great Britain, but they have headquarters all over the world, and they have a large presence in Israel. They have studios in Jerusalem. They have an office in Jerusalem. So the Jerusalem Post goes to the leaders of God TV and basically said, hey, what are you people all about? You know, there are a lot of people here in Israel don't want you here because you're trying to tell people about Jesus. Well, you would think that from a purely human standpoint, some of the leaders of God TV would try to play down the aspect of evangelism and telling people about Jesus. That's not the case at all. Again, the headline, "Preaching about Jesus is who we are. We're Christians," says God's TV. They interviewed Ward Simpson, who is the CEO of God TV. And, you know, they asked him point blank, what are you all about, and so forth. Here is part of what he said in this interview with the Jerusalem Post. Quote, "This subject about preaching about Jesus is a touchy one. We understand that, and we have to be sensitive to it, but it's what we do. That's who we are. We're Christians, and we're called to go to all the world and preach the gospel, and that's what we're trying to do. We just preach and teach and share Christian content, and then we let the Lord do the rest." I love that. I don't know a whole lot about God TV. I don't know a whole lot about the leadership and so forth. They've been around for, I think they've been around for about 20 years or so. Again, their headquarters is in Great Britain. I believe that's where they started. But they have branches all over the world now. And so in the midst of this controversy about whether their license is going to be renewed in Israel to continue broadcasting in Israel, and the big question is, are they proselytizing? Are they breaking our proselytization laws? And many in the Israeli government are saying, we don't want those people here. They're trying to convert us to Christians. And so here, the CEO of God TV says, we're not trying to hide what we're doing. It's what we do. We're Christians. We tell people about Jesus. And I appreciate that about them. I read the article, and I thought, good for you. Good for you. The article says, Simpson, that's the CEO, noted that the Council for Cable and Satellite Broadcasting, which grants TV licenses, was inclined to revoke the license it had granted to God TV, but said that the channel's lawyers were working hard to fight such a decision. So obviously they want to continue broadcasting in Israel. But here's something that a whole lot of evangelical leaders could learn here in America. They want to continue broadcasting. They want to continue telling people about Jesus. They desperately want to do that. But they're not willing to compromise who they are in order to do it. We got a whole bunch of evangelical leaders here in America that are so frightened, so scared that the preaching of sin, righteousness, judgment will turn people off, will offend someone, that they water down the gospel and try to compromise to please people. It's not the biblical method. We're never to intentionally offend anyone. But folks, the gospel is offensive. Ask all of the disciples who lived a Jesus-centered life and died martyrs' deaths. Good for God TV. I pray they get their license renewed.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, folks, I mean, there's good news, and then there's great news, and this is, wow, this is great news. You know, those of you who have been worried, fretting about the whole COVID-19 thing, maybe you've been lying in bed, awake at night, just worrying about how are we going to deal with this? What's going to happen next? Are we all going to die? Well, you can rest well. That's right. Well, at least you can rest well after tomorrow night, because all of the questions are going to be answered. Everything the entire world needs to know about the COVID-19 virus is going to be solved tomorrow night. Why do I say that? Well, because CNN is hosting another town hall. And the town hall is called Coronavirus, Facts and Fears. It's going to be hosted by Anderson Cooper, host of AC360. It's going to feature their chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. But that's not the reason why this is going to be a blockbuster town hall that will answer all of our questions. No. Well, also, the former acting Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Richard Besser will be a part of it. And also former Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Many of you remember her, former governor of Kansas and extremely far left. Of course, both of those officials were in the Obama administration, but none of those experts are the reason why we can have so much confidence about moving into the future. No. It's because of the other participant, the star, the headliner for the Coronavirus Facts and Fears Town Hall tomorrow night on CNN. The star is going to be Greta Thunberg. I'm not making this up. Greta Thunberg. Remember Greta? Greta was the extremely angry teenager that screamed at everybody at the United Nations. She was 13. She may be 14 now. I'm not sure. She's either 13 or 14. She is a teenager. And remember, she was invited to speak to the United Nations, and she was so angry and caught the attention of the whole world. And you people are going to cause all of my generation to die because you're heartless and you don't care and you're mean and you're... Remember that? And then she was Times Person of the Year. And then she was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize last... Remember that? Well, Greta Thunberg is going to be a featured panelist tomorrow night on CNN's Town Hall, Coronavirus Facts and Fears. Now, I want to give credit where credit is due, so I spent a little bit of time researching to find out what expertise she has in virology. in medicine, in pandemics, what her background is, her experience in epidemiology, zero, none. She has no experience or expertise whatsoever. And yet, CNN is featuring her as one of only three guests. No, I take that back. Four guests on the town hall tomorrow night. So I looked a little further and thought, well, if she has no knowledge, no expertise, no education in this field, she is not an expert. She's a teenager. So I looked a little deeper to find out why CNN would be featuring her in a major nationally broadcast town hall. Well, here it is. I found it, and I quote. Thunberg said earlier this year that she had recovered from what she believed were mild coronavirus symptoms. And there you have it. Earlier in the year, she thinks that maybe possibly she might have had this virus. Now, she didn't have really bad symptoms. She really didn't get sick. She's not really sure. There's no indication she was actually tested and, tested positive. But she thinks that maybe she might have had mild symptoms. And there you have it. She is. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, the town hall tomorrow night, and I didn't know this because I never, ever watch CNN. I don't watch the news much anymore. And I'm a news junkie. I don't watch Fox anymore. I never watch CNN. But anyway, I didn't know this until today. The town hall tomorrow night will mark CNN's 11th such program. 11th. Now, one of the other previous experts that participated in the CNN town hall, Coronavirus Facts and Fears, was the world-renowned epidemiologist, Dr. Spike Lee. Spike Lee! Now, what's his expertise in virology, epidemiology, medicine? Nothing. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. And then, of course, another prime participant was Vice President Al Gore. What is his expertise in this area? None. But he did invent the internet. So there you have it. So tomorrow night, let's see, what time is it? 8 p.m. Eastern. If you want to watch, if you want to have all your fears alleviated, tomorrow night, Coronavirus Facts and Fears, 8 p.m. Eastern, you will be able to hear from world-renowned expert on viruses, teenager Greta Thunberg. It's a sad state, isn't it? Wow.